The WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The 139 Bowl Trophy stays in Princeton after Caldwell County shut out Trigg County last night 19-0 out at Tiger Stadium in the regular season finale. Caldwell County finishes the regular season at 5-5 and will host McLean County next week in the first round of the playoffs. Good morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. And Will, big win for you guys last night, and I don't think you could have scripted that game any better than the way it turned out for you guys.
Yeah, you know, that was something you kind of worry about having the bye week is how you're going to come out, and because you're obviously getting off schedule. But, you know, our kids really handled all of that well and had a great week and really good win for our football team, and glad that you know, our seniors were able to, you know, get that win on senior night.
Yeah, that was a big deal, having senior night before the game, and that's always a special night. And then to go out and punctuate the night with a big win over a rival is always big.
Yeah, and you know, especially, you know, like Jameis Carnahan, you know, he has a lot of relationships with those guys at Trigg County, so he always plays really, really well against Trigg. So, you know, when you look at the schedule and you know, senior night's going to be Trigg County. You know, we kind of knew that Jameis would have a good game, but really our team played really well, and just proud of them for again, the way they've handled everything out of that Murray game. You know, it was kind of let's go back to work that week, that bye week, and they've done everything we've asked of them, and you know, really proud of them and happy for them.
Jeff, I thought you guys really won the battle up front last night.
Yeah, I think we kind of challenged the kids early about how, you know, we thought that'd be a key part of the game and how we felt like we could run the football if we did our job up front. And, you know, you had three seniors with the last chance to play, you know, Trigg County on their home field. And I think they kind of took it to heart a little bit. And, you know, we didn't win every battle, but we won enough. And, you know, I am proud of those guys. All five of those guys up front did a good job. And, you know, even when they made mistakes, they didn't get down. They just got back up and gave it a shot the next time. And, you know, we were able to kind of get in front of Jameis a little bit and keep the guys off of him for a few yards. And it kind of, that stuff kind of adds up.
That was kind of an old school football game last night. You know, that's not typically the way that Caldwell County has played the last decade or so, but you guys really kept possession of the football, especially in the second half. You go back to that second half, Trigg County had the ball twice.
Yeah, and that like you said, is a lot different than what it used to be. You know, even two or three years ago, the game we played over there was a track meet. But when you can physically dominate the line of scrimmage and, you know, possess the ball, you know, that's a really big deal. And you're controlling the game. And that's, you know, we pretty much did that all night long. And, again, that all starts up front on both sides of the football.
Jeff, where has the run game come from the last half of the season that maybe wasn't completely there the first half of the season?
Well, I just think it's about reps and gelling and Coach Barnes kind of finding the things that he likes and what we do best and you know, getting that out there. And, you know, we've kind of challenged the kids and talked about being physical and coming off the ball and just doing little things, you know, better than what we did early. And I think the kids have bought into it and it's kind of gelled the last few weeks. And you know, the physicality of the game kind of meets those kids' personality up front, and we've gelled a little bit, and we've kind of solidified some things, and you know, we've got a little bit of a rotation on the defensive line. I think that helps some whenever we can kind of get some guys rest and play with a little bit of depth, and you know, and of course Jameis is running hard and finding holes and you know, kind of clicking and getting behind those guys, and they've developed some confidence in what they're doing. I think that's also important. So, you know, it's been fun. It's kind of been fun watching them. It wasn't fun early, but it's been fun watching them grow and get better and start playing with confidence and buying into what we're trying to sell a little bit. And it's, you know, here the last couple games has paid off.
Well, Jeff's food is here, so Will, it might be just me and you the rest of the show.
You're at the biscuit barn. You got to take advantage, Todd.
Again, the Tigers with a big 19-0 win over Trigg County last night. The transformation, though, over the last 2 months has been remarkable because, you know, at one time you looked at that 0-5 record, and honestly, Will, we were kind of wondering, are we going to win a game? Are we going to get in the playoffs? And we went from there to, I really felt confident going into the Trigg County game last night that was going to be a win, and feel really confident now going into the McLean County game that's going to be really competitive in the playoffs.
Yeah, and, you know, it took us a little bit longer this year to kind of get guys where they needed to be. We dealt with a few injuries, and really it took till about the middle, last half of this year to really – get everybody in spots where we want to be. We're playing with tight ends more. Landon Davis is kind of playing a fullback, running back, tight end type position. And those are all things that, coming into the year, you think offensively that they're kind of going to be your secondary offense, your short yardage and trying to, milk the clock. That's really kind of become our base offense. So, we kind of had to reinvent ourselves a little bit there, really going into the Ballard game. And then once you can hang your hat on something offensively, then you can start to build from there. And that's what the issue I felt like early on. We didn't really have that one thing to hang our hat on. And now, we've kind of found that. And then defensively, we're really getting to the football and tackling well, and we've created turnovers and just doing a really good job defensively too.
I was going to say the only negative last night was two first half fumbles, but you got two turnovers on the other side, so turnovers were even last night, and that's something you guys have been really good about all season. I think you guys are up now 21-9.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Katy's. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? Okay, let's be honest. Do you just want to get into some kind of shape? Then now's the time to get to Trilogy Performance Sports and take advantage of their $100 monthly family plan. This offer allows every member of the family living in the house to use the facilities at Trilogy as well as join the classes. What a deal! Don't wait. Get in shape. This offer is only for the month of September. So start exercising now and run to Trilogy Performance Sports to sign up. For more information, go to TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
With Planters Bank, you're served up points with every swipe of your Planters check card with You Choose Rewards. You'll earn points on every credit transaction you make with your Planters Bank Visa check card. Visit PlantersBankOnline.com to learn more. You Choose Rewards on the Planters Visa check card. Reason number 15, that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
Ah! Hi, this is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit H&R AgriPower, your local Kubota dealer, for a demo today.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Take a test drive at your Kubota dealer. H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Tonight. Stoops and the Cats are in Knoxville for a big SEC battle under the lights.
Let's go!
Tennessee Volunteers and your Kentucky Wildcats.
UK football travels to battle the University of Tennessee. Coverage begins today at 4 on WKDZRadio.com and
on 106.5 WKDZ.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Caldwell County keeps the 139 Bowl trophy another year after beating Trigg County 19-0 last night out at Tiger Stadium. Welcome back to the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us on the show. And, Will, we were talking about that game kind of being a throwback last night. And I know there were some old coaches watching and maybe some of them looking down, like I said last night. And, you know, that was a Coach G kind of football game last night.
Well, you know, we've been able to kind of play those kind of games the last few weeks, and you know, we're able to run the football, and you know, that's what we're. If you can do that in high school football, you know, you've got a chance in any game. And you know, the score is 19-0, but when you play a limited possession game, you know, and you can get up, that's. You know, it's kind of frustrating in the third quarter there. We have a great drive to start the second half. And if you can punch that in and you know, it's middle of the third quarter, late third quarter, and you're up three scores, you know, you feel get a little more confidence there. But, you know, our kids did a great job, and our offensive line has done a great job. And Coach Riley alluded to earlier, creating some depth on that defensive line where we've got a rotation. That's something Coach Riley's done, and it's really, really helped us out. And, you know, those guys up front have done a great job.
You guys had 192 yards on the ground last night. Of course, Jameis Carnahan, a big part of that, 169 and a touchdown.
Yeah, that is he's had so many, like, throwback type, you know, games where he's carrying it 30 times and then, you know, last night had 9 tackles. So, you know, just when you think, man, that was a pretty good performance, you know, he comes back and tops it off with a better one. So I hope he keeps doing that. And, you know, I don't know how all these postseason awards will shake out, but I can't imagine that there's a better two-way player out there.
Well, usually when you see a night like that, there's a couple of great big runs in there, but I don't think he ever had a huge run. I think that's just a whole lot of 8 and 9 yard runs.
Yeah, and I would love to see those yards after contact, because you know he was making the first guy miss, running through tackles, and just really physical. And that's what we wanted to do from the get go. That's something right before we came out of the locker room. You know, I felt like we were the more physical team, and if we proved that on the field, that you know, we would win the game, and we could control the line of scrimmage. And you know, for the most part, we did that.
How much does Trigg County's defense play into that a little bit? Because it seemed like they were a lot of times concentrating more on the football. They were trying to rip it out of there, and they created a couple of turnovers early, but it seemed like sometimes they were more going after the football more than maybe trying to make this the standard tackle.
Yeah, they did a good job there, you know, creating a couple of fumbles. And even Jameis had some carries where they were one guy had him wrapped up and another was trying to punch that ball out. And Jameis did a really good job of ball security last night. And, you know, they're really aggressive defensively. So, you know, that you have to be match that physicality and aggressiveness, and we did that last night.
Well, we talk a lot about the running game, and rightfully so. That's kind of helped turn the season around. But when you look at the passing game now, you guys are becoming more and more proficient in the air.
Yeah, and the difference is, you know, it's hard to run the football 15, 16 plays all night long and have those types of drives all night long. There's going to be plays in the game where you get in a second and long or a third and long where you've got to be able to make some plays in the throw game. And, you know, the first drive we hit Gus on about a 15-yard out route, which was a great throw and catch. And then, you know, the long touchdown drive to kind of put the game away there. We're the first kind of set of downs we've got. We're, you know, backed up, and it's third and 10. And what we called, you know, didn't work. And, you know, Luke checked it down to Jameis, and we pick up a first down. Luke would not have made that play against Christian County or against Hoptown early in the year. He's really gotten a lot of confidence and, has played really well. And checking that ball down, that's a big-time play that not very many quarterbacks, you know, have the wherewithal to do that. And really proud of him and where he's come to.
I think you guys will take 11 for 11 most nights, right?
Yeah, that was pretty efficient. That's something we've talked about. You know, we've got to be efficient in the passing game. And, we executed really well. Good protection all night long, too. And, Logan Chambliss made some big plays. I think there was another third down in that last drive where, I feel like he ran through three or four tackles and was spinning, which was another really big play. And you've got to have those types of plays, even when you're running the ball effectively. There's going to be, like I said, times in the game that passing game has to show up.
It just seemed like early in the year the timing wasn't there somehow in the passing game. And, you know, sometimes that little screen pass that goes for 4 or 5 yards doesn't seem like a big play. But if it gets you a first down and keeps the drive going, it is a big play.
Yeah, and it has taken us a little while, and we've still got some room to improve as well. But you're right. That's something that's important that, you know, as a play caller, in those kind of in-between down and distances, third and six and seven, is calling plays to get 8 or 9. And, I think I just have a tendency to take some shots in those situations. But, Luke's done a good job, and, feel like he's getting some confidence and has played really well.
Jeff, you talk about rivalry games, and it feels like we've talked about it every week this season. But going back to earlier in the season, that Crittenden County loss, I know nobody ever wants to see a winning streak end, but it felt like last night against Trigg County, the guys kind of maybe remembered that Crittenden game a little bit, and it seemed like they just came out with a purpose last night, and it was, you know, we're not dropping this one to Trigg County tonight. We're keeping this string going.
Yeah, I think so. I think, the rivalry's there, and I think that's always part of the equation, but I also think, some experience of how it felt. I think the kids remember how it felt to come off the field versus Crittenden, and how disappointed they were. And, I think the fact that it was senior night and they were kind of determined that they were going to do everything they could to keep that feeling from happening last night. And, I think they did. I think they kind of, Trigg County kind of come out early, and, we had seen that formation out of some other teams before, but we haven't seen it out of them on film, and they kind of hit us a little bit, and it took us a few plays to kind of get in a rhythm. But once we kind of got in a rhythm and, started getting after the football a little bit and kind of adjusted to what they were doing, I thought after that, it just kind of come down. And Coach Barnes talked about us getting to the football. And, I think we've done a pretty good job the last couple of weeks of really kind of flying and getting to the football. And, we're tackling better. And one of the reasons we're tackling is because there are more people there to get to tackle. So that's an important part of it too. And, it's just fun to watch when the kids kind of start gelling and coming together, and it gets you excited about playing, and I hope they're excited about, going into Friday night too.
Well, you guys had an extra week to prepare for this one, and sometimes that off week can go, a couple of different ways, but looks like you guys really took advantage of the 2 weeks to get ready.
Well, yeah, to an extent, I think, I thought the bye week was more of about a fundamental week to focus on us. We did some Trigg County stuff. We didn't have much stuff on them then. But it was kind of let's get healthy and you know, let's kind of get some things going and talk about some fundamental things and kind of get back. And I kind of thought a couple of days were a little sluggish at practice from our standpoint. Seemed like we started sluggish and finished pretty well. And I really didn't feel that way this week. I thought this week we had a pretty good week and everybody kind of come and had a little bit of energy and, you know, come focused and ready to kind of get back at it. And I hope the results were pretty good Friday night, and hopefully they'll take that and kind of build on it for this week.
Will, did it take you guys any time to kind of adjust to what Trigg County came out in offensively last night? Were you expecting Parham to be getting those early touches?
That's something, like Coach Riley said, we haven't seen and from them, but it wasn't necessarily anything that we hadn't seen all year. And it's, you know, I think it's harder defensively to kind of get into the flow of the game than it is offensively because, you know, they know it. We're going to come out in defensively and they can script plays and do that kind of thing. And I feel like once, even going back to the Murray game, once we've kind of settled into the ball game, we've played really well defensively. And, you know, that's a credit to our guys and just to continue to play hard. And like Coach Riley said, we've pursued pretty well. And when you get multiple guys to the ball, that's when you can play some good defense and you're a good tackling team.
You know, we thought that Murray game was going to be a game where there were limited possessions, but I think we had the ball more against Murray than the Trigg County game.
Yeah, it was both games have been kind of shortened games and with both of us running the football quite a bit. And so, you know, like we always say, we'll take them how we can get them and we'll take any win we can get.
Well, the goal is just to have one more point than the other guys at the end, right?
That's right. Yeah, whatever you got to do.
Whether it's 50-something or 10, 15, or whatever, it's to just have one more point than the other guys. But time of possession has been a big thing. I think last night each team had the ball 8 times in the game. And we go back to that second half when we talked about it a little bit earlier. You guys had the ball 3 times in the second
half. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think – It's really good to have those types of drives, and in the third quarter you want to finish that thing off and you know, get a touchdown to, you know, get some momentum into that third quarter. But really we responded well defensively, got a big stop on that drive that they had a pretty long drive too, and we stopped them inside the 10 there and were able to flip it back on them. So that was a really big sequence there because it's 13-0 and, you know, they go and score and it's a 6-point game. So that was a huge, huge sequence for our defense. And then, you know, for our offensive line and Jameis in the run game and to kind of salt it away. Way there was a really big deal too.
Yeah, I mentioned last night during the broadcast that you kind of have to feel for Trigg County a little bit when they lost their quarterback, and that guy was their all-time leading passer, so they kind of changed the way they had to play. But Bob Hayes was quick to point out that we haven't had Cooper Mobley in a couple of weeks and nobody's felt sorry for us.
You know, injuries are part of it, and you know, D-Man, you know, he was injured earlier this year, and so, you know, that's part of it. You know, everybody's got injuries, and that's just something you got to play through.
One thing we didn't mention, I don't think exactly when we first came on, but you guys actually picked up 2 wins this week because you got that forfeit win, and Jeff kind of mentioned during the commercial break there that we went from being 1-6 at one point to finishing 5-5.
Yeah, you know, like I just said, we'll take them anyway, you know, we can get them. So yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of all that, but yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, the KHSAA site, I think, said ineligible player, basically, that Christian County used early in the season. And all you have to do, I guess, Jeff, is have somebody out there one play, and if they're not completely eligible, you end up having to forfeit that.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, you got to kind of take your hat off to Christian County a little bit for being honest and self-reporting and, you know, doing the right thing in that aspect. You know, one of the things the KHSAA depends on the member schools to kind of do some self-policing and stuff of that matter. And, you know, they did the right thing. They found out that they made a mistake, and, you know, they reported that mistake. And that mistake, you know, I don't want to say fortunately, because it's not really fortunate, but, you know, unfortunately for them, and it just happened to benefit us a little bit that, you know, that mistake led to that. And, but, you know, it's just kind of one of those honest things, you know, kind of like not signing your scorecard in golf, or, you know, one of those things that, you know, this mistake was made and they did the right thing. And, you know, reported themselves, and that's just was the result of it. So, you know, it's one of those things. And it, to be, tell you the truth, as an AD, it scares me because that makes me think and go back all the ways that that could possibly happen. And you think, well, how does that happen? I was like, well, you know, we were talking about it last night, and, you know, there's a lot of ways. And, you know, you get a new coach, and, you know, maybe he didn't necessarily know all the rules, and he didn't, you know, the right person didn't let him know or let them know that this kid could or couldn't be. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to happen. And I don't know that's what happened in their case. I'm just speculating, but, you know, sometimes that stuff happens. So as an AD, I'm talking to Coach McGowan, like, okay, now we got to make sure that this is done and this is done and this is done. So, you know, hopefully we can avoid that from happening to us.
Well, good karma is always great to have. And Christian County beat McCracken County last night 27-20. So yeah. Maybe doing the right thing helped them out. You know?
Yeah, that's a good win for them, you know, because McCracken County has played pretty good here middle to late of the year. And, you know, I think Christian County is a team that, you know, going into next season, I'm assuming they're going to be Christian County will be a lot better. You know, they've got a pretty young group over there. So that'll be a team to kind of look out for next year.
I think Christian County lost their quarterback early in the game last night, and the backup came in and then lit up McCracken County. So
yeah, we saw that kid in JV.
36-14. So the Cougars will be bringing an 8-2 record to Tiger Stadium next week. And Will, how do you kind of get ready for McLean County now?
Yeah, last week I just watched Trigg County and, you know, was doing everything to get ready for Trigg County. So I know a little bit about McLean just because I know some coaches in that Owensboro area. I know that the coach there is a really good football coach. You know, they won a regional title, I think, you know, in 19 or 20, you know, beat Catholic. So they'll be a really good team, and we'll have to play really well to have a chance to win. You don't go 8-2 and have a bad team. So, you know, they'll be – really well coached, physical, and disciplined, and we'll have to play really well.
Yeah, looking at their stats, they don't throw the ball a whole lot, so might be another one of those games like we've seen, you know, against Trigg County and Murray.
Yeah, just kind of looking at, you know, and knowing what their coach is kind of known for, yeah, I think they'll try to run the football, but, you know, that's what we're going to do too. So you're right. It may be a similar type game, but, again, it'll go back to blocking and tackling at the end of the day.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Tiger coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us on the show. We need to take a break, but we'll come back and have more. We'll look ahead to that McLean County matchup a little bit more after this and have some scores from last night. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit tricios.com. That's Tricios.com.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
Raider Auction Company has four amazing farm equipment auctions each year. Delbert Raider has well over 45 years experience. He's well known for his knowledge of used equipment, and he buys and sells every day. Yeah, their auctions are amazing, but you don't have to wait for one. Financing is available. Stop by Raider Auction Company on Skyline Drive in Hopkinsville. Find out more at RaiderAuctionCompany.com.
I'm Clay Farless, and I'm a lender at Farmers Bank. From diapers to daycare to groceries, we are constantly looking for ways to save money at my house. We recently refinanced and saved more than a full percent on our interest rate on a loan that was just over a year old. Rates are near all-time lows, so whether you're refinancing or buying, now is the time to apply online at yournxtbank.com. Farmers Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Don Weedman, Republican candidate for Sheriff of Caldwell County. I ask you to vote in this general election. Vote for the person who has over 40 years of experience at the state, regional, and local levels. The person proven to have the knowledge, experience, and ability to handle the administrative and operational functions of a law enforcement agency. That person with a history of reliability, professionalism, and the ability to get the job done. That person is me, Don Weedman. Vote Don Weedman for Caldwell County Sheriff.
Paid for by Don Weedman for Sheriff.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
It's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Welcome back. We've got Tiger coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us this morning. We were just discussing the McLean County win last night over Hopkins County Central. Cougars 8-2 coming in. Looking at the playoff picture next week, you've got McLean County here. Fort Campbell goes to Owensboro Catholic. Mayfield hosts Todd County. And Murray gets to make the trip to Butler County next Friday night when the Class 2A playoffs get underway. And, Will, we were kind of trying to watch the playoff situation all season. And at one point, I really thought Hancock County was going to be.
Just kind of looking at scores going in before last week, that's kind of what I thought too. And, you never know. That's a really competitive district over there. And, one game can throw everything for a loop there. And, it's really competitive when you get two-way ties in the same district. Yeah. So,
well, and at one point they were looking at maybe a three-way tie for second, and Todd's went over Hancock, took that away, but it also knocked Hancock out of the playoffs, and I think they're 7-3.
Yeah, and I think a top 10 RPI team, and so that district's really competitive, and I think Todd's really played a lot better here towards the end of the year too.
Some interesting scores last night. We mentioned Christian County beating McCracken County 27-20. Crittenden County ran past Louisville DeSales last night 40-13. And if you're a Tiger fan, you remember about a decade ago, big win up at DeSales in the playoffs.
Yeah, that we were kind of talking about that last night, that it doesn't even seem like that's been, 10 years ago, but it's been a fast 10 years. But, that's a good win for Crittenden.
Aside from the big win up at DeSales, the two things I remember, one, it was bitterly cold, and two, we wore the wrong uniforms.
Yeah, the blue and
that's probably
brown.
My fault.
That was maybe one of the ugliest uniform matchups ever. Yeah. Blue against brown.
Yeah, well, I just don't know what goes good with brown. So even if we had white, I don't know if that would have looked good.
I will tell you what a funny story. David looked at me and was like, Coach Riley, why are we in blue? And I said, I really don't know, David. This is what I put out. And he said, well, nobody said anything about it. I guess we'll roll with it. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Well, and I think we caught a bit of a break. They played that game at Louisville Fairdale, which was on this side of Louisville, which made the trip a little bit shorter. But it just seemed like that was a better trip for Caldwell fans than maybe someplace else we could have played that game.
Yeah, that was a fun night and a huge game and, something that I'll always remember and was a really special night.
Looking at the scores again from last night, how about this one? Hopkinsville 30, Paducah-Tillman 26.
That's a good win for Hoptown going into the playoffs. That 4A playoff over here on this side of the state is always very competitive and interesting. And, Hoptown is a team that I think will have a chance to make some noise in the playoffs.
Mayfield beat Madisonville 50-10 last night. Expected Mayfield to win that game. I thought it might be a little more competitive, but Mayfield got off to a hot start, and Madisonville just couldn't recover.
Yeah, I think I saw it was like running clock with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. So, I could see how that could snowball on you playing those guys because, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that if one thing goes wrong, it leads to two or three, and you know, they make you pay for it.
Murray beat Fulton County last night 42-16. And the big thing there is I'm just glad we're not seeing Murray next week in the playoffs.
Well, you know, it's good, I think, for everybody just to play the other district. And, a lot of coaches are for that. And it just creates a better experience for everybody involved, I think. So, we like the way that it's set up. And, we'll see how it goes, but I think it's the best answer for the playoffs.
Union County beat Callaway County 45-15. The Braves finish up a 10-0 season. They've had a great year, but I think they've got Glasgow in the Class 3A playoffs. Don't sleep on Glasgow.
Yeah, that's a weird district in that Class 3A because Taylor County, you know, has been a pretty good football team too, and they're the 3 seed. And some teams that haven't been as good, you know, Casey County and Hart County, are the 1 and 2 seeds. So it's a kind of an interesting deal there how that district played out. And another, you know, top to bottom, it's a really good district because obviously Hart and Casey are playing a lot better football, and Glasgow is always going to be a good team. They're well coached and have good athletes, and I don't know a ton about Taylor County, but I know they've got some good athletes, and they've got, I think, one of the most highly recruited players in Kentucky that I think is a junior offensive lineman, so they've got good players too.
Another score from last night, Owensboro Catholic beat Elizabethtown 43-9, and Catholic is really looking good, and that's a potential second-round playoff opponent for you guys.
They've had a good year. You know, they're beat Owensboro, and, they've kind of controlled that district, and, they've got a really good team.
And Owensboro got Henderson County last night.
Yeah, I haven't seen Henderson, but, just kind of score-watching, I think they got a pretty good football team and will have a chance to make a run in 6A. So, that was a good win for Owensboro.
Yeah, the Caldwell-McLean winner is probably going to Owensboro Catholic in the second round, unless Fort Campbell can come up with a huge upset there. And, if it's the Tigers, we're certainly familiar with the trip up to Owensboro.
Yeah, did that twice this year. So, we've just got to focus on one game at a time, and all our focus needs to be on McLean County. And, they'll have a good team, and they'll be very confident. If you've won 8 ball games, you've got some confidence, and, they'll be a tough team to play against.
Yeah, they may have a bit of a chip on their shoulder, too, because they probably thought they were going to be the number 2 seed and have a home playoff game. And when Todd County upended Hancock County, that kind of threw that out of whack. And they ended up with a road game. And like I said, 8-2, and they're going on the road in the playoffs. So they may be a little upset about that.
Yeah, I think so. And, it will be a big time challenge, because of the way they play and how physical they are. So we'll have to play really well.
What's the game plan this week for getting ready for them?
We'll take it just like every other game. We'll kind of have we'll watch film and do that kind of deal on Monday, and then do our normal practice week. So we won't change anything. The only difference, which is what we had this week, was there's obviously no JV game, so you can go a little bit longer if you need to, or watch just a little bit more film when you're playing a team that you're not really familiar with. Watching film's a little bit more important just because you haven't seen their personnel, you haven't seen their scheme a whole lot. So watching film is really important in preparation. So we'll keep it a pretty normal week.
Jeff, we're pretty lucky in that a lot of times we see a lot of the teams on the schedule playing other teams on the schedule, but McLean County, I don't think, really has many common opponents with us, so they end up kind of being a big unknown when you face them.
Yeah, other than maybe that Owensboro Catholic early. Yeah, we don't really see anybody that's played McLean on film much. So we have had to kind of, speculate a little bit, kind of see them. So we'll get their film and dive into that this weekend. But, like Coach Barnes said, it's no real secret. When a team's pretty good, you kind of know that they're pretty good, and you kind of have an idea about who they are and what they do. And, we know they want to run the football. We know they want to get after you a little bit. And we also know that, you know, that we're going to have to counter that. And so those are, you know, those are important things. I think with the wing T type stuff that we think that they're going to do, it's probably some things are similar to maybe what Murray's done, but there's also going to be a lot of differences. And, you know, that stuff's tough to adjust to sometimes just on a week of preparation. And, you know, he was talking about JV and kind of give a shout out to our scout kids. Yeah. You know, we've had a core group of about 11, 12, 13 kids that have run our scout offense most of the year. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, they've done a pretty good job. And, you know, trying to kind of get guys in the right place versus the Murray option. And then kind of there's a couple plays last night that I turned and looked at some of those kids. I said, well, that's part of that you, because, you know, I think there's a little fold, what we call a fold play that Tree County ran. And, you know, we got a couple good looks. And I think Jameis and Landon did a good job of coming downhill when the guards turned out. And we saw that play probably 15 times in practice this week. And those guys did a good job running it. And, you know, they were able to see it and they identified in the game. And it was a big play and a big stop. And, you know, I think sometimes that stuff gets lost in the shuffle, but those guys have done a good job.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad he said that because those kids have done a phenomenal job because it's easy to come to practice when you know you're going to have a game, JV game. But those kids have, I'm serious, I've done a phenomenal job, and I honestly think the reason we've played a little bit better late in the year is because they've given us good looks, and such a selfless role that they've taken, and those young guys have done a great job, and I really like that group, and I think if they'll keep working, it can be a pretty special group, so I really appreciate those guys.
Caldwell County with a 19-0 win over Trigg County last night at Tiger Stadium on senior night. McLean County is coming up next week in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs. We need to get to a break here on Saturday Morning Quarterback, but we'll be back with more from the Biscuit Barn.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
As with many aspects of our lives, how we bank is changing. First Southern National Bank provides flexible digital banking solutions so you can easily manage your financial life from your mobile device or computer. It's easy to pay bills, transfer money, deposit checks, view statements, budget and track spending, access real-time activity, and so much more. We also offer person-to-person payments and support a wide variety of digital wallets. Find out more by visiting fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As a community-owned enterprise, the Princeton Electric Plant Board provides services to the people in the Princeton area. One of the services they provide is to make sure the lights are on over our fields and courts for our Caldwell County Tigers. From everyone at the Princeton Electric Plant Board, good luck to all the Caldwell County Tigers and hopes for a safe season. And a big electric roar to their Tigers, Preston Burrell and Lily Hoare.
Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress of Hopkinsville has prices so low, they're scary. Save now on living room, dining room, and bedroom sets with the best selection of all the brands you know and trust. They offer 12 months no interest and free delivery for all military. Time to ditch that nightmare of a mattress? Avoid the ghastly high prices at the other places and stop in today to take advantage of these spectacular savings. Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress, 2519 Fort Campbell Boulevard, Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Hi, this is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit H&R AgriPower, your local Kubota dealer, for a demo today.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Take a test drive at your Kubota dealer. H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
It's Think Pink Week, and we encourage all women over the age of 40 to schedule your mammogram. 1 in 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. Join WPKY and these businesses as we continue our fight for a cure. First Southern National Bank, the Joshua Tree, Farless Realty, and the Tin Roof.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Tigers with a big win last night in the 139 bowl out at Tiger Stadium, knocking off Trigg County 19-0. The 10th straight win for Caldwell County over the Trigg County Wildcats, and the Tigers have maintained possession of that 139 bowl trophy ever since that thing was brought into existence. So a big win, and Caldwell County gets to keep the hardware. Well, we mentioned the 139 bowl, but senior night last night was a big deal for you guys, and that's always a special moment when the seniors get recognized down on the track before the game.
Yeah, it's just a really good deal just for the kids, for the coaches, our team, and you know, really to the parents and families that are involved. And you know, I hope the guys, I told them to make sure they tell whoever was with them on that track last night that they appreciated and loved them, because, you know, those people that are on the track with our players have sacrificed just like our kids have. And it's a big-time commitment to play football, because it's not a July to December, November commitment. It's a, you know, basically a year-round thing. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys that have sacrificed and made that commitment, and really appreciate them. I do want to, you know, kind of go through the list. You know, Brady Holman, Connor King, Brandon Williams is a guy that, you know, his first year has helped us out a lot on scout team, and has really been just a good kid to have in our program, and I'm really glad he played this year. Caden Alford, Logan Chambliss, Kaden Richardson, James Carnahan, and Xavier Bumpus, all of those guys have been a big time part of, you know, we started 0-5, and you know, things didn't look great. Those were kind of the guys that held it together and continued to show up to practice and continue to work and play hard and, you know, kept faith and really continued to buy in and sold out even more when a lot of people would have gone the other way. So get a lot of credit to those guys and really happy they were able to get a win against Trigg County. I know that's something Carnahan will remember forever. So I really happy for that group, and they deserve it.
Well, just always a big night for senior night, and to get that win and to keep the 139 bowl trophy. I know you guys have that over in the field house, and have a nice spot for it over in the corner.
Yeah. Earl gets fired up. You know,
so we're gonna do something about that. That's gonna have to become the Earl Hammonds, I don't know, honorable trophy or something. I don't know. I don't know if, even if it worked out the other way, they'd had a hard time getting that trophy away from Earl.
Think he would have taken off with it.
He may have. I wouldn't surprise me. He'd be like, I don't know where that went.
Well, again, a big win last night for Caldwell County. McLean County coming into town next week. And like we said, you go back 5 or 6 weeks, and we weren't sure where the first win was going to come from or where we were going to be in the playoffs. So to be sitting here right now with a record of 5-5 after the way everything has shaken out, and to have that home playoff game, I mean, it's kind of a fun time to be a Tiger. And honestly, I'm sure for Tiger fans, there were some unfun moments early in the season. And so now it's a whole lot of fun to kind of get to ride that momentum into the playoffs.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of sat down right before the Ballard game and kind of laid things out. I've talked a little bit about this, and again, it's a testament to our kids for buying in and putting something out there and then going and doing it. And, you know, we're playing good football. That's what we said even when we were 0-5. If we'll, you know, just keep getting better and play whatever our best is, if we'll continue to get better and play our best football towards the end of the year, that gives you a chance to make some things happen, and we can continue to improve even here at the end. But if we'll continue to play good football, you know, I like where our team's at.
We've talked before about that Trigg County game, and Jeff always mentioned that I think Caldwell Trigg is quietly one of the better rivalries around. You don't hear it mentioned with a lot of other rivalries, but the guys from Caldwell and the guys from Trigg kind of know what that's all about.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the longevity of it, I think the proximity of it, the family ties, and you know, the more I'm around, you know, the kids and the people here at Caldwell County, and understand that, you know, there's a lot of connections to Trigg County and Cadiz, and you know, even kind of teasing, my wife kind of works, you know, for the Edge Media Group, and yeah, Now that's got some Cadiz connection, and you know, talking about, you know, making her life at work a little better. I mean, it's just part of what makes high school football fun and, you know, the two communities. And, you know, to me, that's about the purest form of sports that you can get is, you know, these guys get together and they play and the communities put their kids out there and you go compete. And, you know, when it's over, you shake hands and, you know, you kind of the winning side's a little bit happier and the losing side's, you know, ready to motivate to get it going for next year or for the next sports season. And that gets to carry on to basketball and baseball and everything else. And, you know, the main thing is the memories that you take away from it. And, you know, that's a good thing. And, you know, and Tree County played hard last night and they've got a good football team and won some games and, you know, had some physical kids and they got two or three kids that are good football players over there. And, you know, those are things those guys can, you know, talk about and compete. And, you know, when it's said and done, it's just about the guys you play with and the memories you make. And, you know, you want to win more than you lose. But it's still fun to play. Having the games and having fun is what it's all about. And I hope that, you know, that's what these rivalry things do for most of us.
We are turning our attention now, though, to the playoffs next week. The Class 2A playoffs get underway with, again, the Tigers hosting McLean County. And, Will, one of the things you mentioned pretty early in the season, one of the goals this year for this group was to win a playoff game.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things when we kind of sat down before the Ballard game was to win a playoff game because, you know, this group of seniors hasn't done that. And, you know, one of the things was to get a home playoff game. We did that. And so that's the next thing is to, you know, win a playoff game. And, you know, we've got an opportunity to do that next Friday night against a really good McLean County team.
Well, there's a big college football game coming up tonight, guys. Who you got, Vols or Cats?
I'll just tell you, Cole Sloan better hope Kentucky does not win tonight because I'm going to get after him on Monday. But I just hope it's a good game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game. I think the Cats have a chance. I think the way Kentucky is built, they've got a chance to get Tennessee. You just can't let those guys run up down the field on you.
Yeah, I think, you know, Kentucky's getting healthy too and got just about everybody back defensively. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think they are kind of built to play, kind of slow the game down and make it a limited possession game. You know, that's really not how Alabama's built anymore. They're kind of built for those shootouts. So that kind of played into Tennessee's hands. So it'll be interesting to kind of see the contrasting styles a little bit.
Former Caldwell County Tiger Trail Riley got into the game last week for the Tennessee Volunteers, had three tackles against Tennessee Martin. So, you know, be on the lookout for number 34 tonight.
Yeah, it's so awesome. It's so fun to see him out there and you know, playing well and being a part of it. Just, you know, those are things that not very many people get to experience.
Jeff, when do playoff tickets go on sale?
They're on sale right now, as a matter of fact, on GoFan. So if you want to go get your – you want to get your playoff tickets on GoFan, you can go to GoFan, search for Caldwell County High School, and it should pop right up.
7 o'clock kickoff?
7 o'clock kickoff. Everything should be about the same. Of course, there are no passes or season tickets because it is a playoff game, and us in McLean County, after expenses, will split the gate. So, you know, you kind of wipe the slate clean, just like the records, and start over. So that's kind of what it'll look like. So if you want to buy some advanced tickets from GoFan, you can. If you're a season ticket holder and you want to ensure that you get your seats again, just call us at the school this week and we'll make sure that happens.
I think McLean County will bring a lot of fans next Friday night.
Yeah, they contacted me actually Sunday. Their AD sent an email. It's like, hey, I just want to know because our people are fired up.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I expect a good atmosphere. I expect it to be, you know, hopefully it'll be full on both sides and then we'll have a lot of fun playing some football, some playoff football. And, you know, hopefully we can earn our chance to probably head to Owensboro, maybe.
Yeah, Will, that McLean County trip's really not a bad one. You can probably do it in an hour pretty easily. And they've actually been on our regular season schedule in the past. So that's not a bad trip for anybody.
Yeah, you know, I've got some family over there, so we've made that trip plenty of times. And, yeah, it's not a bad drive at all.
Well, we'll look forward to it next week. Again, I think we're going to see a lot of what we've seen the last couple of weeks. And that's the battle up front, probably having a lot to do with it. I think going back to the second half of that Fort Campbell game, you guys have played really, really well up front.
Yeah, guys up front have done a great job, and we'll have to continue to do that. But before we get out of here, I do want to mention our managers because they do a great job and really couldn't do what we do without them. And we have three senior managers, Rachel McClung, Emma Peak, and Madison Gill, and Some of them have been on babysitting duty with my son, which he's loved. So really appreciate our senior, all of our managers, but really those three seniors have done a great job, and really, really happy they're a part of our football program.
Well, good luck to you guys as you prepare for McLean County, and look for a big crowd and a great game Friday night against the Cougars out at Tiger Stadium.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
That's Tiger coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley. That's going to wrap us up this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. From the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery, the Tigers beating Trigg County last night 19-0 in the 139 Bowl. Kaawa County will carry a 5-5 record into the playoffs. McLean County 8-2 coming to Tiger Stadium next Friday night. That's going to wrap us up from the Biscuit Barn. Thanks a lot for joining us here on Saturday Morning Quarterback on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to your sportsedge.com.
WPKY Princeton.